Arizona voters may be asked next November to change the state constitution to outlaw so-called dark money. Former Attorney General Terry Goddard is leading the effort to put the issue on the 2018 ballot. His group will have to collect more than 225,000 valid signatures by next July. Terry Goddard joins me. And Terry, what exactly are you trying to do here?
Well, we're trying to outlaw dirty money. We're trying to get the dark, anonymous funds that have been pouring into Arizona out of the dark and into the light, basically to require full disclosure of the original source of all political contributions. It's that simple.
Now, this is something that you have tried to do in the past. You had another initiative effort that didn't go very far. Why do you think this time might be a little different?
Well, a couple of reasons. One, I think a lot more people understand what a serious threat to our democracy of having big parts of our political ads paid for anonymously, what a threat that is. And the second part is we're starting a lot earlier. As you may remember, in 2016, we had a sort of a last minute effort to get on the ballot. We had some funders that decided they really liked dark money, and so they withdrew their money. And that was a false start, but I think this time we're better prepared. We've got a great ground organization. We've got a lot of volunteers that are anxious to get started. We met with several hundred of them last Saturday, and I think this is a movement that's got some real swell to it.
Do you think that you'll have the money that you need this time to get this on the ballot?
Well, it's a chicken and egg situation. Until you prove you've got a viable proposition and the ground troops to make a difference, the funders don't pay any attention. But once you show that, I think they're going to be very interested in Arizona. After all, this is a state that has a greater impact by dark money, by anonymous funds than any other state in the country in terms of percentage of total campaign spending and in terms of success. Virtually all of our statewide officials were elected with dark funds and most of the leadership of the legislature. So if any place is the high water mark of dark money in America, it's Arizona. So I think this is the place we have to make our stand.
Do you have a sense of how much money you'll need to raise?
Well, I'd like to have millions. But what we basically need to have a grassroots, largely volunteer campaign to make this thing happen in the next 7 or 8 months is I would think about $500,000. I think that's not buying signatures. That's just putting a really top-notch organization in the field.
Now, this effort would include, my understanding is, would include initiatives, ballot measures, whereas the one that you had done a couple years ago did not. Why did you decide to go that route this time?
Well, I think there's some important differences between what we tried before, and you touched on probably the biggest one, which is it was just candidate elections before, and that's where most of the dark money is spent. But we felt that it was artificial to say some elections we're going to have full disclosure, other elections we won't. That really makes a false division. And so this time we're putting it against every election. Every effort to influence an election in Arizona ought to be fully disclosed. I don't think there's any ifs, ands, or buts about it.
One of the arguments against this kind of effort, as I'm sure you know, is the free speech issue, that people should be allowed to donate whatever they want to campaigns or candidates, and they don't necessarily need to let other people know that they're doing it. How do you counter that?
Well, I think we're going to hear it for sure. I mean, the Goldwater Institute and other groups have trumped that particular argument out many times. I don't think it washes. I mean, right now for years, ever since we've had candidate elections in Arizona with disclosure, everybody who gives $20 or more has to put their name and address on a disclosure form, and it's filed with the Secretary of State. So there's nothing new about getting to disclose your identity. That's not going to stop somebody from participating. We have, however, in this proposition, we're only requiring the individual disclosures for contributions over $5,100. So if you're giving less than that, you don't have an obligation on these under this new proposition to give your name and address. But I think the most important thing is in Arizona, we've given a free ride to a whole group of shadowy players that are 501c4s that are called educational foundations. But really, all they are is ways to launder money in politics so that you won't be able to see who the original contributor was. And it's those C4s that Arizona has not required to make any disclosures at all. They could take hundreds of thousands of dollars from someone and not say who it is. And that's got to come to an end. That's the thing I think that has corrupted our politics in the state. I think it's given voters a sense that they can't control their own state, and I think that's got to stop.
That's former Arizona Attorney General Terry Goddard.